Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Jason Kessler, the organizer of last year's Deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, wants to hold an anniversary rally on August 12th. Or was it the 11th? His attorney, Elmer Woodard, wasn't sure, and Kessler wasn't there to ask. The confusion began as soon as the hearing did. When Judge Norman K. Moon entered the courtroom and saw Woodard sitting alone, he asked where his co-counsel, James Kolinich, was. Presumably on his way from the airport, Woodard said. And his sole witness, Jason Kessler? Well, no one was sure where he was. Woodard proceeded anyway, making the case that the city was imposing unconstitutional, content-based restrictions on Kessler's rally request. Woodard's co-counsel eventually did show up, as did Kessler. Then, within minutes, Attorney Woodard announced that Kessler had withdrawn his request. And so it was over. Woo! Community activist Rosia Parker was in a celebratory mood, but she knows it's not really over.
We still got to watch for them to come, you know, even without their permit, because that's what they're going to do regardless.
John Longstreth, an attorney for the city, said Kessler's attorneys simply hadn't supported his motion well enough. And also,
It's good to get to court on time.
Last but not least, Kessler attorneys Woodward and Kolinich emerged from the courthouse and told the waiting news crews no comment. But then Kolinich opened up. He said he didn't know what Kessler has planned, if anything.
We withdraw motions all the time. There's legal tactics.
And if he'd had the opportunity to make his case,
I would have crucified them. I would have crushed them. This case was winnable.
Winnable, maybe, but not well coordinated. In Charlottesville, I'm Emily Richardson-Lorente.